Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
17 metres gained. 4 minutes remaining. 26 points to 6 is the scoreline. Gutherson has done it all himself and goes to the line. He's claiming that he got the ball down, and he did. It's a little too late for Guffo, who was denied halfway through the half for 26 points to 10 with a kick to come. It is all the Dragons, and it has been since the opening kickoff.
And it's a great reward for one of the hardest workers in the NRL. Quick Gutherson, he's tried hard, he's trying to attack. Just gets on the outside of Lomax, and he's there. But there's still three Dragons players, and he works really hard to get the ball down. There was a bit of a dog's breakfast, but he got the ball down in the end.
If St. George really wanted to contest this, they could fight, because the ball's not down yet. Moses is trying to help him get it down. I've had a try denied for the exact same thing.
Yeah, we're pushing off. Mitchell Moses, as an attacker, can't touch.
If it was a close game, they'd take that back and take it off him.
Yeah, look at him. He's kicking it quick.
71% of the tyre power. Kick predictor. And it's good from Mitchell Moses.
Yeah, Mitchell Moses gets his arm in there and rolls it in there to help.
Yep, 26 points to 12 as we go to the sideline with Fatima.
It might be a little too late for the Parramatta Eels, but if it was going to be one guy who scores that try, it is Clint Gutherson. These stats are amazing in a losing side. 167 run metres, two tackle busts, an offload and a line break, and you can add a try to that now.
Yeah, he's regularly atop the stats, isn't he, for the Eels, win, lose or draw.
Him and Papa Lee were, I think, the best preparers.
Yeah. No Reid Marnie, an 80-minute player. They've got Ray Stone out there. Mr. Ferguson bumps one off. Big Fergusaurus, centre field. He got rid of Tarek Sims there. We've got 3 minutes left in the game. 14-point game.
Oh, Fergie. There's always something happening with Ferg, isn't it? Whether he puts his own hand out and goes, what are they doing? They put me out over the side.
It's rocks or diamonds, but it's entertaining.
And the difference between rocks and diamond? Pressure. Diamond and gold, pressure.
Remot Water and McDonald's, our two major partners, want to thank them for their ongoing support. They're with us for the entire 2021. Just round five here. We love us a bit of hot water, and we also love us a bit of Macca's too.
They go hand in hand.
Of course they do, Gordon. Of course they do.
I like a bit more than a bit of Macca's. I'll be getting a couple tonight.
Oh, yes.
A couple of double quarter pounders.
Mitchell Moses down in back play here. So the kicking duties go to Clint Gutherson. Oh. Ravalala. He's had a great night, McKayley. Took that ball under increasing pressure because there were certainly more Parramatta jerseys in the frame. And they're just 20 metres out from their own line. There's no urgency about what the Dragons are doing, but there's certainly still very much a will and a desire to march forward and dominate until that final whistle. This is Cade Ellis, upended, but gets the ball free. Did so to Tarek Sims, who spent 10 minutes in the sin bin earlier. I think we'll hear more about the set restarts from this game throughout the week, because the numbers were outrageous.
But I think
they're
fine with it. Yeah. I think they're fine. I think they're happy to give him a whack. They trust their defence.
And when they gave a few in a row really quick, one got sent straight to the sin bin. So I think the referees handled it perfect.
What do you think tonight? This performance from St. George, 26 points they put on Parramatta, who have been undefeated this year, gave away so many penalties, a player in the sin bin.
Yep.
This is a massive effort from the Dragons.
Huge effort. And just looking further ahead, Warriors, Roosters, Tigers the next couple of weeks. Ferguson to Dylan Brown with the taped head. Brown can't get around Ramsey, but he gets the ball free to Ferguson. On to Gutherson with 60 seconds remaining. Nathan Brown, not sure what to do.
Like
he had a couple of eels around him, but somehow he picked out Zach Lomax. Great pass, wrong jersey.
It was one who was starting to heat up for the Eels. And Lomax, but the Dragons, they've competed on every play. And Lomax gets between guys, goes in case he's needed.
It's Fred,
but he'd like
everywhere.
That pass again, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait. Final 30 seconds of play. And if you're a Dragons supporter, it's your time. What a win this has been. And it's not just the numbers. It's the manner in which it's been played, the one manner in which the game has been won. This is, for mine, the best St. George Illawarra performance that I can recall in the last couple of years. They have been clinical, they have been physical, and they are all smiles, because that is now four straight wins for the Red V. St. George Illawarra, 26, have upset the Parramatta Eels, 12.
And it's a great performance. They're hugging a medal onto the Dragons tonight. That was their first big challenge of the season. And they jumped it. They jumped this hurdle.
Well, they had a game plan. They stuck to it the whole game. No matter that, you know, they had, 12, 13 penalties go against them. Player in the semi, they stuck to Anthony Griffin's game plan. And it worked. And they stuck it and they got the rewards. They beat a team that's been undefeated this year, 26 points to 12. Defensively, only 12 points with a man down. That's outstanding.
We knew from the opening couple of sets when they went shot for shot that something special was developing. And I think Gordon said after about 7 or 8 minutes, this is an old school feeling out process. The big boys sorted their stuff out in the middle, then let the backs do their stuff on the back of that.
Yeah,
love
and
it.
And the Dragons won it. I think Vaughan was good early. And then,
yep.
And the Dragons probably was more of a team effort, where once Paulo and, you know, Regan Campbell-Gillard went off, Parramatta lost their way a little bit, except for Papali'i, which sort of kept the momentum going. But it was a great performance.
Alvaro and Marin were great off the bench for the Dragons, but they also lost. Remember, Blake Laurie went off after the 14th or 15th minute with a quad tear. That's one of their best front rowers, and they still managed to dominate that middle third of the field.
And with 12 men and with a lot less ball seemingly than Parramatta, fatigue I thought was going to play a role in the back end, but it didn't. The Dragons were exceptional. Their challenge obviously now is backing it up. They're going to go into next week's game against the Warriors as favourites.
Mm. They look fit.
Don't they?
Defensive, like, just to be able to defend with line speed like that, attitude. To be able to play that sort of footy, you've got to have a good petrol tank underneath it. They've had a great off-season.
Boys, Remot Water McDonald's, our major partners, we love you. We thank you. Any alarm bells for Parramatta ringing?
No.
It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's got out-muscled, out to the punch.
Yep.
Great lesson early in the season.
Ryan Madison still to come back. Wonga Blake still to come back. A lot of question marks if Wonga Blake, when fit, does come back in from Murata Niokore in the centres. Wong has had defensive issues over the past. For whatever reason, it seems him and Blake Ferguson defensively just concede too many points, whether Murata Niokore is short up that side of the field or not. But there's a couple of options there for Brad Arthur. There's some good depth. But staring at the Parramatta Eels next Saturday night are the Raiders, who got beaten and beaten up by Penrith, and they also got shown up a little bit, you know, with the stuff that Stephen Crichton and the Young Panthers went on with. I reckon they'd be stinging, and I reckon the Raiders cannot wait to get back out in the field, and they've already circled the Panthers, but they might just take it out on the Eels.
Are you talking about the players or the coach, Ricky?
Well, yeah, both.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was a grand, you know, like, what is it, the 30-year grand final reunion game. The Raiders would have been up for it. You know that, you know, there was two big heavyweights going at it. And the Raiders know where they are at the season right now. They got a lot of work to do. Panthers, they were classy, confident, cocky. I think all of, you know.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah, all of the above. But it's a mouth-watering clash, isn't it? Like the Raiders up against the Eagles.
Let's recap the weekend results. South Sydney beat Brisbane 35-6. Then Friday, Manly recorded a first-up win over the Warriors in the thriller. Penrith took care of Canberra, as we just said on Saturday. The Gold Coast Titans beat Newcastle. Melbourne put a half-ton on the Bulldogs. And the Sydney Roosters came from behind to beat the Cronulla Sharks. Love that game. Earlier today, Sunday fun day, it's been upset day because the West Tigers went down to the North Queensland Cowboys. They score their first win of the season, 34 points to 30. And here at Bankwest Stadium, the St. George Illawarra Dragons have proved too good for the Parramatta Eels. We'll be back to do it all again next week, starting Thursday night with the Brisbane Broncos and the Penrith Panthers. Look out in between now and then. Stay right where you are on your radio dial. We've got interviews, opinion, news, views, previews, and of course the best music in the land wherever you're listening. Have a great week, legends, and remember this, Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me.
Norman, wide ball to Duffy. Cut out pass. Jack Bird. He's your first try scorer. Duffy down the middle of the field. He kicks. He chases.
That's a try.
It's at least a send-off.
Right. Duffy would have got the ball first.
Yes. That is a penalty try to Matt Duffy. It is all St. George Illawarra. And there's a bit in this game, Ferguson and Lomax into each other. Uh-huh. Lomax backs it up with a great shot into the ribs of Big Mike Asiva. Oh, I'm enjoying this. Fuimono has bounced out of a tackle.
Don't you love it?
What a cracking game. Line speed, the hits.
The Dragons are 10 metres from the Parramatta line. They go to the left-hand side of the field, and it's on for Ravalawa. He gets the Dragons third. It is all St. George Illawarra. Corey Norman has been given 10. Now it's Tarek Sims. Proud. Papali'i's over. The Eels. It has taken them 43 minutes, but they find the line, and there's a little bit of a heartbeat. Oh, this is physical. This is emotional. This is everything we love about rugby league. That is awesome. Awesome defence from the Dragons. Marnie a dummy half. It goes to Gutherson. Deep and wide as Mitchell Moses. Out to Mike Asiva. And the ball goes into touch. They've blown it on tackle number one, the Parramatta Eels. Moses. Dylan Brown a little quiet tonight. Not so now. He finds Gutherson. Parramatta score under the posts. And this one, it's not over just yet. Whoa. And we are going to the bunker.
They only go to it when they take it off him. He knocks him off his feet.
Yeah, decision.
You hear the boos echo around Bankwest. Clune goes through. Duffy on the inside. Dragons score. Dragons win. What an upset. Here at Bankwest Stadium, the Red V have been exceptional. Gutherson has done it all himself and goes to the line. He's claiming that he got the ball down, and he did. St. George Illawarra, 26, have upset the Parramatta Eels, 12.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Qualify Me. Fast track your qualification using your experience. Let Qualify Me qualify you today. Visit qualifyme.com.au. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.